It's World Coffee Day today.
Oh, I'm flapping me chops to Phil DiBella off air. I'm getting some hot tips about what he's got for sale at his coffee commune.
Oh, really?
Good morning, Philip DiBella.
Morning.
Coffee guru extraordinaire. We feel so privileged to be talking to you today on World Coffee Day.
Right. Wonderful day, isn't it? Any every day is coffee day, but when you get to celebrate it on World Coffee Day, it makes it even more special.
Exactly.
You know what's even great is the fact that we've got our own factory here in town, Philip, which is just awesome. 17 million cups a day they make, which is fantastic.
Yeah, you might not know that. The Nescafe factory is in town, in Gympie Town.
Yeah, no, they're doing a wonderful job. I mean, and how far is that instant coffee come, right? I know some people still screw their nose up at it. But it has come a long way from the early days.
The old blend 43.
Yeah. Well, the quick pick-me-up. If you want a quick pick-me-up, throw it in, bit of hot water and you're away.
That's exactly. Well, here you go. Here's a question for you. And if you, because a lot of people don't like that, necessarily like that instant. What is the secret to a good home coffee, in your opinion?
Well, coffee's personal, right? And instants, obviously, you know, 15 years ago, 70% of the public drank instant. Now it's about 30%. As I said, it's come a long way, but people then migrated to the Nespresso machine. The Nespresso machine was brought out from the same guys that did Nescafe, and they did it because of obviously the diminishing market.
Every office has got one, and I tell you what, people complain when the machine breaks down, don't they?
Well, they do, and but they were smart business move, right? And I mean, coffee is a business. It's the second most drunk beverage in the world after water. Yeah. And most people would know that, and it's always in the top five traded commodities in the world. So it's big business. It's an economy for many countries. But the office, the home, coffee's personal. We tell them, doesn't matter, as long as you're drinking coffee, we're happy. It's great for the obviously the world of coffee, great for the farmers. Every cup of coffee's got a story, traces back to farmers that are pouring their hearts and souls into producing amazing coffee and shipping it all around the world.
Hey, Philip, can I ask you, mate, about there's certain coffees that come out of certain parts of animals. Have you heard about that? Is that a real thing, or is that just one of those internet rumours?
No, it is. I've seen it done. But again, like the world of economics, it becomes a bit of a gimmick because it all started with the cats, you know, the Kopi Luwak in Indonesia, roaming and picking the best coffee beans. And then, unfortunately, what was happening was they were caging them and force-feeding them. So, so what started off as, a true story, like it's no different to, a monkey climbing a tree and picking the best, ripest banana, then became a commercial operation and it lost its whole appeal. So it fizzed out as quick as it sparked up, that's for sure.
Well, so we won't see any animal poo coffee at your brand new coffee commune?
It's not something that we engage in, no. It's, we try and keep it all direct trade and above board. So.
Well, tell us about your new venture, Phil, because you famously sold your DiBella empire how long ago now?
2017. I finished up 30 June 2017. And,
2017.
And I stayed on to consult for a bit, and then the powers above started to shift the head office and change its direction and move it down to Sydney.
Yep.
And I thought, what do I do with 2,000 square metres that we'd built previously? And we turned it into what we've called the Coffee Commune, which is now not a coffee brand. It's a facility. And it's a rewarding business model because it helps all these, especially startups. It's all the problems I had in 2002 where I had no buying power and lack of capital, no education and support. Now the Coffee Commune provides that for anybody in the ecosystem of coffee.
Oh, this is wonderful because there are a lot of people that dream of having their own hole-in-the-wall, coffee business.
Well, every second person starting
that's
one.
That's it. So they can come to you and you will help them throughout the whole process?
We do. We've got online IRHR hotlines to help them with what they should be paying staff so they don't get caught up in that debacle. We've got 80 online, a thought leader program with 80 online courses. All available, and they pay us a simple membership per annum. We help them choose the right suppliers. We give them access to buying power. So we've got cafes that are part of it, baristas that are part of it that are aspiring to one day own their own business. We've got coffee roasters startup that, can start a coffee brand within 48 hours and no capital coming to us because we've got all the equipment and machinery and everything that they need.
That is so wonderful.
I've got to ask you, Phil, how did you meet this wonderful lady, Ali?
Oh.
This is what I want to know.
Yeah, well, he's probably got his version and I've got mine. Look, can I jump in first, Phil?
You can. Go on, fire away.
Well, look, it's just really coincidental. Phil and I happen to go to the same place for our colonics.
What? What? A coffee colonic. I've heard of them.
Apparently they do. Let's just say I walked into this peaceful, quiet health retreat and I heard the loudest person in the room and I went, okay. She'll be some fun.
That is so untrue. I was very demure, as Bill Coe likes
demure.
To say. Demure.
I can't believe they throw a coffee there. I mean, I don't know how it's going to help you out. Well, I mean, what a waste of a good product.
There's some very healthy coffees, isn't there, Phil? I mean...
Well, there is. There is. Yeah. There's low acidic, low caffeine coffees. You know, as I said, coffee, unfortunately, it's what people mix with coffee that don't make it fun. And when people say coffee's not healthy, well, you won't get a more natural product, right? It's grown, it comes out as a cherry, it's two beans in a cherry, it gets dried, it gets hot air roasted, crushed and water. But those that love putting their double shot caramels and full cream milks and icing sugar and whatever God knows they put into it, you know.
Well, that's me. That's what I said to Bill Coe this morning. I've had a coffee today in your honour, Phil, because it is World Coffee Day. The first one I've had in 3 weeks. And I said the only reason I need to get off the coffee is because I basically make it into a chocolate mud cake every time that I have. I add too much stuff.
So hang on. So you met Phil at this health retreat. He's a coffee lord. And what are you trying to kick your own product, mate? What?
No, not at all.
Educating it. I was trying to get healthy detox off, you know, all sorts of bloody things that we shouldn't indulge in, like, you know, sugars and alcohol. But
That's it.
No. But the coffee is actually great because what we're doing is we're educating them there and they're doing some great stuff. And people are now knowing more about coffee, all jokes aside, and realise that if you're drinking, you know, espresso coffees or you're drinking drip filter coffees, even cold brew coffees, and it's black coffee, you won't get anything more natural. But it's got to be a low caffeine product because you can get products with high levels of caffeine.
Well, Phil,
I have a
latte go straight through me, mate, within an hour. So it's a great clean out for me.
That's probably the milk, mate. Well, that's probably the milk, not the coffee.
That's exactly right. No, you can get good green coffees with probiotics on, all that bizzo.
Okay.
Probiotics. Philip DiBella, we thank you so much for your time. What an honour to have you on, the Coffee Guru, on World Coffee Day.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it. And you guys have a wonderful day.